all about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
Hi, my name is Pete Edgerton, and after a little Easter break, we are back with the Your Harrogate Podcast. Thank you for clicking on it and sticking with us. Chances to save on our website, yourharrogate.co.uk. A whole host of fantastic vouchers for days out, like to Beetle Bank Farm, half price, that will save you £15. You can save nearly £100 if you go into Flamingoland Resort. Take a look at that one. And amidst all the lovely food and drink at half price, what about popping to Lilypad in Harrogate? £30 of food and drink for £15. Simply click vouchers, yourharrogate.co.uk. Now, on the way, with regards to Harrogate Town, news of an important cheque handover, which is taking place next Tuesday, the 9th of April, against Grimsby Town. But before Town get there in League Two, they're away at Notts County, and it would be rude not to, have a little natter with the gaffer. Here comes Simon Weaver. Right, Simon, first of all, fans are calling the second half against Gillingham on Easter Monday the best they've seen this season. Would you concur with that?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it was right up there for me. I was thrilled, obviously, with the scoreline, but the way we finished the game, you know, I mean, played on Friday as well, to finish with such high energy, and the goals, you know, a couple of spectacular goals thrown into the mix, probably does make it the certainly the best second half I've seen this season.
There was that rocky patch where a little bit of a wobble here and there. What has been done by you all collectively as a team to steady the ship and get to that fantastic second half at Gillingham?
We just worked hard as a group to be hard to beat, first and foremost. And I think when you scrape a few draws against big clubs, the likes of Wrexham and Crewe, it starts building up the confidence levels, and you know, tick off the games unbeaten, and before you know, players are in a better place for what they do with the ball, and also start to ease up a bit and be more creative. And we saw that in the second half. You know, when the strikes of Ibi and Jack Muldoon were ones of showing a bit of freedom in the strike, you know, and less pressure. So it's nothing complicated, you know. For some games, we've been three at the back. You know, we've got a bit more size in the team, hard to beat, gritty, and sometimes it's about hanging on in there than fighting your way to earn the right to feel good, and that's what we're focused on.
You mentioned confidence. Josh March is one of the strikers who, up until the Bradford match, had been struggling for goals. We've spoken before in the past about strikers going through barren spells. What is Josh like as a character in dealing with the pressure of that?
I think he's really good. He comes in full of smiles. He's bubbly. He's a really good character. Obviously, he was feeling the pinch like any player does who plays centre forward. You know, when you're not scoring, he was all too aware of it to begin with. But I think, you know, we just tried to calm him down and, you know, and reassure him that I've always said to him, come the business end of the season, I can foresee you getting your full fitness and your abilities will start to shine. But he was struggling with that fitness side to begin with. He had a few niggly injuries, and that weighed heavily on him, and more so than the need to score goals. And he just didn't feel free in his body. But we've seen the benefits of him putting multiple training sessions. He looks fitter, quicker and stronger now, and his battling qualities something I've always admired. Because when you've got Jack Muldoon, you soon see if you've got another centre forward who isn't as energetic, and they're very similar in that respect. You've got a desire, a will, power to help the team, and now I think he's been magnificent as much in the last few games.
There's been lots of mention this week. I've read different interviews with your good self and watch a video from the club's YouTube channel. The highest points tally since you've been in the Football League, which is fantastic. Given that and how things are going, where are your pride levels at the moment, being manager of Harrogate Town?
Well, I love the club, and I love the progression this season. It's felt like we've ramped it up a bit in terms of the performances. It's been great to go away from home and put in some real stoic performances, you know, where we've really gritted our teeth and pleased the away fans. It's been a bit of a slow burner. You're turning the ship to calmer waters at home, but it's been just as satisfying the last couple of home games, you know, where we banged in 8 goals and you think, yes, you know, in front of big crowds. So it feels like we've broken a few ceilings and we're delighted with that. But obviously, I've got massive pride in the club and the performance of the players and also the feel-good factor around the ground. You know, other people quite often say to me, yeah, it's not just the team on the pitch, it's the team off the pitch, and I always have a smile on the faces. And it's really good. It's really good feel around the place. We just want to keep it going now and keep building.
Yeah, of course. I think a good measure of that for me, the new tax year is here, so money gets discussed and different things get revealed and disclosed with the general public. And inevitably, ticket prices have had to go up ever so slightly for the next season. But fans are, overall, they're more than accepting of that, which, again, must be very pleasing to see. How satisfied are you with how things are operating off the field? And if anything, what needs to be improved going forward?
Oh, well, I guess in all aspects, you know, we've got a board meeting next Thursday to discuss everything about the club, you know, how it's run, how we can continue to keep building, keep being more established, keep improving every season, which is not easy when you see the size of clubs around us. But there's little signs, you know, where we had a charity come to see us with disadvantaged kids yesterday, and they came on the pitch and you got 20 lads there knocking a ball out with them. And I think, yeah, as long as people do join the club, understand that it goes beyond football, and, you know, we want to reach out to our community and we want to be loved by our community, and that's our way that we have to grow. It's first generation of fans, a lot of the support that are coming through the doors now. So, and what that means is we want to grab the hearts, and it can only be done with authentic people. So that gives me hope. And yes, there's little projects that we want to build upon to really get that feeling that we belong to the community, but they belong to the football club, and, you know, and feel part of it. I think that's hugely important and quite sometimes dismissed as not as important, maybe up the pyramid sometimes. But we want to work hard at it. We want to build something here, and we feel that, yeah, it's not near the end, this thing. You know, it's just starting to really grow, and we'd love it to explode and keep going. But we're mindful of the fact it's difficult out there as well. But what sport can do is provide a release, and that's why I want to entertain, and that's why I want to have people that play for the club. I really like that guy. I really like that person out there, not just because of his abilities, because he's got a bit of bounce, a bit of personality.
Yeah, it galvanises everybody, doesn't it? And just keeps that togetherness going, which is fantastic. Now, on to the trip. Not a million miles away to Notts County on Saturday. Stuart Maynard is their boss, having a bit of a tricky time at the moment. How well do you know Stuart, if at all? And as a team, what are their frailties that you might be able to expose?
Okay, so I met Stuart a couple of times when I've been scouting teams and players this season since he's gone in at Notts County, and obviously read up about him and his success at Willesden, the manner of the success, the style of play. And that's why I think they recruited Stuart, because obviously the previous manager left to Swansea, and on the back of his attractive style of play. And so they've gone like for like. But I like Stuart straight away. Really open book, really nice guy, and was fully aware of the league, of us, so he's very knowledgeable and a charming lad, you know, he's really easy to get on with. I think for the team, I think it's a continuation of what the previous manager did. They're very expansive, and with that, on a good day, they're red hot, but sometimes there's some space when you can work hard to win the ball back. There will be wing backs out the pitch, and there'll be three across the back line strewn apart, so if we can dispossess them, make it hard, make it predictable for our defenders as much as possible, deny passing lanes and get the ball back basically and break with speed and with quality and composure, then that's the areas we think we can exploit and hurt.
Thanks as ever to Simon for taking time out to chat to me for the purpose of this podcast. And we stick with Harrogate Town because there is an important Czech handover taking place on Tuesday, the 9th of April. Grimsby Town visiting the Environment Stadium, and it's all for a fantastic cause. To tell us more from the Independent Supporters Club, their co-charity coordinator, here's Jack Wilkinson.
This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
So my role is fundraising for our charity, which we pick at the start of every season alongside David, and we basically put ideas together of what we can do to raise money for this charity. This year we chose Dementia Forward. We've done several events this season. We had a charity day over the Easter weekend with a raffle of signed shirts, gloves, balls, tickets, you name it, alcohol, it were all there. We had a bucket collection at the Bradford game, and then we had a corporate day where we did a collection in there as well.
Given money's tight for everybody, how tricky has it been to raise the funds?
You always come across challenges with funds, don't get me wrong, but everyone's been generous. Everyone knows it does go to a good cause. And at the end of the day, there were some great prizes to be won of at the end of the season, the raffle. So as highest league finish, I think it is this season, as highest points total, probably the best season we've had in the EFL. So it'd have been nice to have a chance to win the memorabilia which we had on raffle, and they did go to some good winners.
And just tell us about some of the good lots within that raffle that caught your eye.
The signed framed James Belshaw gloves, I'd have loved to win them. Sadly I didn't, but James donated them himself off his own back, which was nice of him as well.
Excellent stuff. And was there a particular reason why Dementia Forward was chosen?
So at the start of every year we meet up as a supporters club members and committee, and we just put ideas across. We had a 2-year plan, and then we decided with Dementia Forward for this year. They've been great with us, constant emails and telephone calls between us both, publishing events along with yourselves. But it's just what supporters choose. It's put against a vote, and it got voted in this year.
Excellent cause. So do we need a drum roll for the grand total?
Go on. We've smashed our target of what we raised last year of £2,200. We beat that by £900. So the total raised this season for Dementia Forward by the Independent Supporters Club is £3,100.
Amazing stuff. You must be well chuffed with that.
Yeah, I had a target of 2.5 in my head, which I'd happily take, but £3,100. They're very grateful of what we've done, and
I bet they are
proud to be able to hand that over on Tuesday evening against our game at half time. We've got a big cheque to present over, and obviously the funds will be transferred that day.
So against Grimsby, Tuesday night at the Environment Stadium at half time, big cheque, big comedy cheque, which is what you need when you hand these things over. And yeah, make sure that you get a photo sent to us.
Yes, we will do. The club have agreed to publish the photos and the raffle number winning, so the club have been great with us.
Brilliant stuff. And with regards to the other aspect that we spoke about last time that you're on the podcast, with regards to the benefits of joining the supporters club and getting businesses involved and certain perks around town, how's that going?
Yeah, that's great. It's exceeded what I expected it to. I'll be totally honest. Memberships are now open for next season. So they run from £20 for a family membership, which is 2 adults, 2 children, £10 for an adult, and £5 for an under 18, I think it is. So with the membership, you get discount at local retailers in the town centre of Harrogate. There's cafes in there, coffee shops, a oven cleaning company, van hire. There's loads of benefits, and obviously you get the discount of away travel as well, and exclusive interviews with players which go in our private group. But we have a group on Facebook, Harrogate Town Supporters Group. It's free to enter. Details in there will be published in the coming days of how to sign up to become a member for next season. And we look forward to welcoming our new members.
And I've got to ask you, are you down at Notts County this weekend?
Yes, I'm going. It'll be a good trip. It's one what you look forward to at the start of the calendar year, as it's a new ground for us. We've not been able to go, as it was behind closed doors last time. But yeah, after the result at the weekend, fairly confident.
A lot of people were saying, I saw on the Facebook group, that was the best half of football they've seen from town all season. Would you agree?
Agreed. We was poor in the first half, and nobody expected us to come out as we did and score, I think it was 2 goals within 3 minutes. And they just crumbled, and it's just to test the character of the players and the management which we've got. And don't get me wrong, they've come under some stick of late, especially when we lost at Mansfield in the supporters group. There were people giving them stick, but it just goes to show that they have the quality to compete at this level, and I think they'll still get playoffs. I remember you asking me at the fans forum at the start of the season, So where do you think we'll finish? And I says playoffs, dear, and I still stand by that.
That'd be great. I mean, I think it's just exciting, the fact that they're still within a shout of getting into the playoffs. And just finally, before I let you go, Jack, another thing that's come out in the past few days, with it being the new tax year, finances are discussed with the club. And Chairman Irving Weaver very much putting his hand in his pocket and doing great things for the club. But inevitably, with a big deficit, they've had to put prices up slightly. Some people making a big deal of it. How do you see it?
I think the people making a big deal of it are the ones who actually don't attend the games anymore because they don't like the price increase and they've not been to games for quite a while. I've not seen one negative comment from a fan who goes to games who's upset about it. It is what it is. I think it works out a £30 increase on last year or the season before last because it's not been increased within 2 years. So I've got no grumbles about it. And if that increases the playing budget, fans should get behind it and buy a season ticket. But I think it's great. They do a family option now, two adults, two children. There's also children's menu in the ground on match day, a Harry Gator meal. So it's becoming more family friendly. And don't get me wrong, it's going to cost to take your family, but it's going to be affordable at the same time with what they're offering in the ground as well, with the meal deals for the children and obviously the family ticket. I think you're saving 10%. If you buy a family ticket, so it's worth it in my opinion. And if you get the chance to go to a game this season, I think there's 3 left at the environment, get yourself down. If not, pre-season fixtures are always a good one to take with the family as they're not too busy and you get a feel for the stadium and your surroundings, and then obviously purchase a season ticket if you're enjoying it.
Absolutely. And if you get more games like the last one where these 5 goals in 1 45 minutes and your quid's in, really, you'll be forgetting the
exactly
any price increase and enjoying the football, which is great. Well done on all the hard work that all of you have put in to raise that money for Dementia Forward, and enjoy Notts County.
Thank you very much. You're